So first off, what is it that you think about terrariums and arranging flowers that people are so interested in doing?
Oh, so I guess like lots of people really like flowers and plants, but just not sure like how to take like good care of them and like present them in a like a pretty way. So people just like get into our workshops and like have fun. They sometimes just bring in like foods and drinks, and like while they're making, they just like have a drink. And yeah. And it's fun, like it's always good to like just run away from life and like office, just get your hands dirty and like play with the mud and just feel with the flowers and the nature, how it goes. And just do it. Yeah. It's fun, so
it's fun. So how important do you think it is for people to be able to get their hands, I guess, a bit dirty with the terrariums?
I think it's always good like to like get your hands on with nature, because like nature always surprises you, and like they have like different, they are like one of a kind, like they have different scents and like shapes and color and texture. Like, yeah, like every time, like even like me, like after 5 years, like every time I go to the market, I just surprise, like really surprised with like different diseases that come in like every season. So yeah, so like when people come in, they don't know like what are they getting for plants and flowers, and they just know more about them, and then just yeah, have fun and feel like go with the flow. Yeah,
I guess just going off that as well, what inspired you to begin working with flowers and going to the markets?
At first, like before I start like working with like fresh flowers, I make paper flowers.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I make paper flowers. That's how I start, and then I want to know more about flowers, the shapes of them, and I start like going to the market, buy like flowers, and do sketches, and that's how I build up like the interest on like fresh flowers. That's how I start, and yeah, I just find it like really interesting, like to teach like basic techniques to like people that have no experience, and see like to see their smile like after they finish the creation. They sometimes just like surprise themselves as well, like how good like the end product goes. So yeah, I would say like you can always like do more than you think. So yeah, just have a go, explore your new talent. That's how I start as well. So
and I guess as well, what do you think makes the workshop so good for people in terms of bonding and team building together?
I would say like what I said before is like get away from work and everyday life, just have new experience and do something different, like totally different from the normal life. And so when you like pop into the workshop, you just get really focused on one thing that you're doing. So it's like a massage, I guess. Like it's very cool, relaxing, and like really enjoyable, and you also get away from tips. So yeah
you get to take home a tangible product, something you can look at, I guess, and be proud
of.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah and you grow. And yeah,
do you see yourself doing this for a long time?
It has been like 5 years, so I think so. Yeah, every time like different people come in, like different reactions, and they share the experience, like meeting new friends, and some people like really like after the workshop they just come in and pop in and say hi and like bring me some cakes and something. Yeah, sometimes like receive cards from them as well, like and photos of their work after the class. So yeah, they make their own like flower arrangement at home, and they share the photos to me, and yeah, it's just like teacher proud time. So
yeah, I can imagine that would be very, very fulfilling for your work.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, thank you.